St. Mary's. He comes in with a record of 6-4, earned run average of 1.38. He's worked 76 innings, allowing 57 hits and striking out a robust 95 batters in 76 innings while walking 25. So Greg Lokinen getting the ball on the hill for the Eaglets of Orchard Lake St. Mary's. Their head coach, his name is Matt Petrie, if that last name sounds familiar. If you're a Detroit Tigers fan, it should. His father is Dan Petrie, one of the best all-time to toe the mound at Tigers Stadium. And actually, Dan is one of his assistant coaches. Had a chance to chat with him just a bit earlier today. He is a pitching coach slash assistant coach for Orchard Lake St. Mary's. Here we go. We're set to go. As Obi Rickumstrict is set to step in, the Oilers are the road team and will be in the third base dugout. Orchard Lake St. Mary's, the home team, wearing red. They are in the home dugout on that first baseline. Rickumstrict, Hickey, and Luckstead for Mount Pleasant. And the first pitch of the ball game is outside for ball one, and we're underway in the Division II state championship. Rickumstrict, right-handed hitter, .400 batting average with a homer and 22 driven home. Fastball from Lokinen is low, 2-0. The Oilers have not faced very many left-handers during the tournament. They've been successful when they have. There's a strike on the outside corner, 2-1. Lokinen just getting the ball and ready to roll, both feet on the rubber. Here comes the 2-1 pitch from the left-hander. Swinging a foul straight back, 2-2. Rickumstrict, just a sophomore. The infield defense for the Oilers is one of the best you're going to want to find, and it is a very young infield. Every single Oiler around that infield is an underclassman. And again, all the injuries that the Oilers had beginning the season is what cost them during the league season in a very tough Saginaw Valley League, with both Bay City Western and Bay City Central sporting some outstanding teams this year. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. Went for a bad pitch. It was high and away, and Rickumstrict went for it, and he is a strikeout victim.
Second, playing third.
That'll bring up Zach Hickey, the third baseman. Hickey hitting .469 to lead the team with three home runs and 22 runs batted in. Luke Eppel, the longtime coach for the Oilers, coaching down in the third base coaching box as Hickey digs in on the left side. He'll bat with one out and nobody on in the top of the first inning. Lokinen with the wind in the deal. Little slap bunt right at home plate, but fouled. Wasn't just a square bunt. It was more like a kind of whip the bat around and try to bunt your way aboard. He's going to try to push it with him, but it didn't work. And the foul ball will bring him back and try it again. Ryan Luckstead waiting on deck for the Oilers. Hickey in that semifinal game was 1-for-3 in the 9-0 win over Adrian. He was also hit by a pitch and scored one of the 9 Mount Pleasant runs. No balls and one strike. Lokinen's pitch on the way. Curveball hit him in the back, so there's another hit batter. Hickey will take that all day because of his speed. He is going to cause some commotion on the base paths. And here comes Ryan Luckstead, the designated hitter. Luckstead, one of the few seniors on this Oiler team. .388 batting average. He started the season low down in the batting order, but as his bat started heating up, Coach Eppel moved him higher and higher, and he finds himself in a run-producing role now in the 3 slot as the designated hitter. 32 runs batted in for Luckstead. One on, one out in the first. Fastball, strike called on the outside edge. Luckstead went 1-for-4 in the semifinal with a single. He also scored a run. Had a good quarterfinal game in the win over Birch Run. A couple of doubles and drove in 3. And a throw to first. They picked him off. They had Hickey leaning. And the lefty's move to first is a good one as Lokinen fired it to Scott Grant, who laid the tag down for out number 2. So Hickey is picked off. Now the bases are empty and one strike on Luckstead. Checking out the defense for Orchard Lake St. Mary's around the outfield, Campbell Kinch in left, Griffin Sheeposh in center, Mason Vaughn playing in right, And we'll check the infield defense after this pitch to Luckstead. It's an 0-1 count. Here comes. Slow curveball stays up high, 1-1. That infield defense, Drew Boyd at third. Shortstop is Joe Carlini. Drake Titus at second. Scott Grant playing first. Curveball swung on. Base hit, right field, down the line. Luckstead is going to make the long turn and stop with a solid single. So Luckstead continues to swing a hot bat. That'll give Logan Butchkowski a chance. Harrison Salter doing the catching for the Eaglets of Orchard Lake St. Mary's. And Greg Lokanen on the mound, working with a runner aboard and two outs. Logan Butchkowski, 369 batting average. Two homers, 35 runs batted in. Left-handed hitter playing in center field today after getting the win on the mound in the semifinal. Fastball inside for ball one. Lokanen with a check of the runner in the pitch. Swing and a ground ball toward third. Boyd has it. Throws to first. Up the line. They'll try to tag Butchkowski and no signal. He's safe there. So that's going to be a fielding error on the third baseman Boyd on the throw. He threw it to the home plate side of first base. The first baseman Grant tried to make a tag, but Butchkowski was able to wiggle away from the possible tag, kind of sideswipe his way to the bag, and he is safe. So an error charge, Don Boyd. Luckstead stopped at second base, and now two aboard with two outs for Max Trucks. Trucks, the first baseman with a .362 batting average, and the Oilers have a chance to get on the board first here in the opening inning with two outs. Luckstead at second, Logan Butchkowski at first. Left-handed swinger, wide-open stance up there for Max Trucks. Lokanen checks the runner, works the plate, and he misses high, ball one. Luckstead getting a pretty good lead. They're not jockeying. Now they do a little bit. They're holding him closer than they're holding the runner, Butchkowski, at first. They pitch to the plate, swung on, and missed. 1-1 on Trucks. They're playing behind Butchkowski at first base. So first and second, two outs. Trucks with a 1-1 count. Lefty against lefty. And the pitch. Strike with a fastball at the knees, 1-2. Lokanen looking in, getting the sign from the catcher Salter. From the stretch, here's the pitch. Swing and a little pop foul out of play over the Oiler dugout on the third base side and up into the crowd. Good Oiler contingent here to watch this one. A lot of blue and gold up in the stands and down in the box seats. And a lot of red and white off to our right, Orchard Lake St. Mary's. I think the Oilers have more fans than Orchard Lake does at this juncture. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing, line drive, base hit, right center field. Luckstead rounding third as the ball gets past the center fielder. Luckstead scores. Butchkowski rounding third, puts on the brakes at third. He'll stop there. That will be a single and an error. Trucks will get a run batted in. The error will allow the runners to advance an extra base. Center fielder Sheepish came in and was trying to field it, wanted to make a throw in, but it got under his glove. So it's going to be runners at second and third. Oilers get the run in to lead them 1-0. Second error of the inning for the Eaglets. Big chance here for Danny Keller, the catcher. Keller's one of those Oilers that had injuries, and they have nursed him back to health. Started him off playing in the infield before moving him back to the catcher spot, where he is one of the outstanding catchers around the state. First pitch to him down low, ball one. 1-0 Oilers in the first. They have capitalized on a couple of fielding errors and a couple of base hits. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch to Danny Keller, and it's up high, 2-0. Butchkowski at third, Trucks at second, two outs, conference at the mound. Head coach Matt Petrie is making a slow walk out there to try to calm his pitcher down. After one out here in the opening inning, Zach Kiki was hit by a pitch, but then he was immediately picked off. So the bases were empty with two outs when this rally started. Ryan Luckstead singled. And then Logan Butchkowski hit a ground ball to third. And the third baseman threw it away at first base. That put a runner in scoring position, and Max Trucks delivered with an RBI single. Both runners moving up on the fielding error in center field. Conference is over. Keller back in. 2-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. 2-1. Oilers 1. Orchard Lake St. Mary's nothing. Top of the first. Lokanen with the set and the pitch. Swing, bouncing ball towards short. Carlini waits on the big hop. He has it, and he throws him out at first base, and the inning is over. But the Oilers draw first blood in this Division II championship game. One run, two hits, two errors, and two men stranded. After a half inning, it's Mount Pleasant 1 and Orchard Lake St. Mary's coming to bat on My 104.3 WCZY-FM.
Thanks for listening to Oiler Championship Baseball on My 104.3, coming to you from United Floor Covering, Fredneck Fireworks, Steve Lay Fencing, McDonald Chrysler of Clare, Lake Isabella Physical Therapy, Mount Pleasant Automotive, and Esther Haupt Income Tax Service. For expert auto service fast, stop into Mount Pleasant Quick Lane for great deals, like name brand tires at the best price, guaranteed. Quick Lane to Mount Pleasant will be any advertised tire price. Most tire brands are available at Quick Lane on East Pickard at Crapel Ford. Oilers State Championship Baseball on My 104.3, coming to you from Teal and Turf Irrigation, Smith & Sons, CNC Enterprises, Buffalo Wild Wings, LJ's Kitchens and Interiors, Redbird Feeds and Pet Supplies, Doozy's of Mount Pleasant, and Doug Tyson Masonry and Construction.
Oilers have given Hunter Butchkowski a 1-0 lead, and one run against this Oiler pitching staff is tough to come by lately. It has been an absolute domination of pitching during the postseason. The Oilers have tossed six shutouts in seven tournament games. Eight of their last nine games total have been shutouts. They have outscored their opponents now 70-2 in the tournament. That is absolute domination from a pitching staff. And Hunter Butchkowski, who won the semifinal game a year ago, now getting a chance to pitch the championship game this season for the Mount Pleasant Oilers. He's going to look at this lineup. Leading off, Campbell Kinch, the left fielder. Drake Titus playing second and batting second. Mason Vaughn, the right fielder, to bat third for the Eaglets. Harrison Salter will catch and bat cleanup. Drew Boyd to bat fifth and play third. Griffin Cheapash, the center fielder, will bat in the sixth spot. Joe Carlini, the shortstop, batting seventh. Scott Grant at first, batting eighth. And Carter Macias will be the designated hitter, and he'll bat in the nine slot for Orchard Lake St. Mary's. Eaglets come in with a record of 31-13, and an offense, again, that's pretty top-heavy in terms of their best hitters. The top three are your 300-pluses, and then you got down into the 270s, kind of unlike the Oilers, where there really isn't much of a breather up and down the 1-9 lineup. I'm not going to say breather anywhere here, but the batting average is just a little bit lower than the totality that the Oilers have throughout theirs. Oilers lead them 1-0. Butchkowski's final warm-up tosses. He comes in at 7-2 on the season and an earned run average of 0.85. Yes, that's a zero in front of the point. He does not allow many runs at all. 49 innings pitched, 64 strikeouts, and 26 walks. And Campbell Kinch, first man in, left-handed swinger. One run on two hits for the Oilers. Eaglets batting for the first time. Here comes the pitch. And it's a strike called on the inside corner. Boy, that had some movement on it, too. Catcher Keller had to actually go down to grab that, but across the plate in the right place. No balls and one strike. There's a fastball up high, 1-1. Kinch, Titus, and Vaughn here in the opening inning for Orchard Lake St. Mary's. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and it's up high, two balls and a strike. Checking out the defense for the Mount Pleasant Oilers behind Hunter Butchkowski, Caleb Perry in left, younger brother Logan Butchkowski in center, and Josh Eppel in right. Swing and a miss by Kinch. Count goes 2-2. Infield defense, Zach Hickey playing third, Obi Rickham strict at short, Noah Ingram at second, Max Trucks playing first, and Dan Keller behind the plate for Hunter Butchkowski on the 2-2 pitch. Just missing high, 3-2. So a full count on the leadoff man for Orchard Lake St. Mary's. Oilers lead 1-0. We're in the bottom of the first. Kinch awaiting the pitch. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. One up, one gone here in the first inning. That'll bring up Drake Titus, the second baseman. Titus with a .362 batting average, no home runs, 20 runs batted in. He's a right-handed hitter for the Eaglets, who wear the red jerseys with St. Mary's written across the front. White numbers, white bottoms. Socks with some fancy pinstriping on them going around the top of the socks. Little bit of an open stance and a bent knee in the front and a ground ball toward short. Rickham Strict has to charge. He gloves. He throws. Oh, what a good arm. He got him. That's not an easy play. Rickham Strict on the run and charging in, gloving, and a quick snap throw from that very, very strong right arm of Obi Rickham Strict. And there are two gone. That'll bring up Mason Vaughn, the leading hitter for the Eaglets. Right fielder, .373 average. Three homers and 26 driven home. Matt Petrie, the third base coach and a head coach, coming down to talk to the plate umpire about something. Talking about that stretch at first base by Max Trucks. That'll give us a chance to tell you who the men in blue are. Steve Petlick is calling the balls and strikes today. Joe Knowles made that call at first base. Mike Martin umpiring at second. And Kevin Cleveland down the line at third. Pitch to Vaughn, outside for ball one. Mount Pleasant, one. Orchard Lake St. Mary's, nothing. We're in the first. A lot going on around us today. This is McLean Baseball Stadium. There is a soccer game getting ready to start in the soccer complex off to our left. That's maybe what music you might be hearing in the background from our microphone outside. Softball game going off to our left as well. One of the four championship games going on today. So a lot going on here. A lot of activity here in East Lansing at Michigan State. 1-1, the count on Vaughn. Two outs, bases empty. Strike called, 1-2. Vaughn, a left-handed hitter. Two of the three here in the opening frame have wielded the left-handed bat against Hunter Butchkowski. Here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch. And it's inside to even the count at 2-2. Oilers jumped on top with a single tally in the first. It's 1-0, Mount Pleasant. Butchkowski with the sign and the 2-2 pitch. Swinging a pop-up back and out of play. This will get over the press box and out of there. They'll do it again. Waiting on deck is the catcher, Harrison Salter, if Vaughn can keep the inning alive for the Eaglets. Oiler uniforms today, the blue and gold. Blue tops, gold lettering, white bottoms with a stripe down the side. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Oh, he just missed high. Everybody was taking a step to the dugout. Those that were in Oiler uniforms anyway, but the man in blue did not bring the right hand up. Called it a ball, and a 3-2 count now on Mason Vaughn. So Butchkowski will have to work again. He comes set. And here comes the 3-2 pitch. Missed it outside, ball four. Two-out walk to Vaughn brings up Harrison Salter, the catcher. Salter, a .274 hitter. No home runs, 23 runs batted in.
Harrison Salter.
Salter, a righty. He will walk into that right-hand batter's box. No breeze at all to speak of here at the ballpark. The flag, which is nestled amongst the trees beyond the fence in left field, is hanging low at this point. Little bit of a breeze over the softball stadium, I can see, out of the tree line. There's the strike called to Salter. The Red Cedar River runs beyond the fences here of Cobes Field and McLean Baseball Stadium. As the Eaglets' Mason Vaughn gets a short lead, he's held on at first, swing and a foul back. Strike two on Salter. Dimensions here at Cobes Field, 340 down the left field line, 375 to left center. Deepest part of the park, 403 to straightaway center field. 385 to right center, and 302, that short porch to right field. No balls and two strikes to Harrison Salter. The kick, the pitch, the runner goes. The ball's in the dirt. Stolen base without a throw. Vaughn will get credit for the steal, and the Eaglets have a runner in scoring position with two outs. And Keller's going to walk out and talk to Butchkowski. Oilers got on the board in the opening inning after two were out. Ryan Luckstead with a single. Logan Butchkowski reached on a throwing error, and then Max Trucks singled in the run. 1-0 Mount Pleasant. Conference was a quick one, and the conference is over. Vaughn at second, the base runner. Ingram, the second baseman, jockeying toward the bag to keep him close. Salter with a 1-2 count on him. Here comes the Butchkowski pitch, and it's a wild one. Gets to the backstop, bounces all the way out to Keller, but the runner advances to third. A wild pitch, sending Vaughn to third base. And the Eaglets getting closer to tying this game here in the bottom of the first inning. Now Butchkowski is going to have to make sure nothing gets by Keller. That's a couple of balls in the dirt here on this at-bat. 2-2 is the count. So Vaughn at third, two outs. Started off innocently enough with a strikeout and a ground out, but the walk, stolen base, wild pitch. And another wild pitch. This gets away, and it'll tie the game. It hit toward the outside and bounded down the first baseline and over near the dugout of the Eaglets. And without the benefit of a hit, Orchard Lake St. Mary's has tied the game at 1-1. Walk, stolen base, wild pitch, and each team with a single tally. And that is the first run scored against the Oiler pitching staff in a long, long time. Go back to districts. Last time they had run scored against them. Pitch from Butchkowski. Ground ball to short. Coming in, getting the short hop, Rickham Strict. Off balance throw, off the line, but coming down and making the tag is Trucks for the final out. But the Eaglets not up the score. One run, no hits, none left. We played one. It's Mount Pleasant one, and Orchard Lake St. Mary's one. My 104.3 WCZY FM.
Mount Pleasant Oiler baseball live and local on My 104.3 coming to you from the UPS store. Guys and Dolls Photography of Mount Pleasant, Robert F. Murray, CPAs, Celebration Cinema, Frontier Communications, University Events, Broadway Barbershop, and the General Agency.
Welcome to Rick's Food Center, always the area's best meat department and deli, and featuring the freshest fruits and vegetables. Rick's Food Center, all the groceries you need, easy in and easy out. Proud sponsor of high school sports. Rick's Food Center, a Michigan company, where your friends shop. Mission and High, Mount Pleasant.
You're listening to Oiler Championship Baseball on My 104.3 coming to you from Central Concrete, Point Oil Company, Soul Mayflower, Mr. Electric of Central Michigan,